All right, Matt. Okay, so moving on to Val to talk more about the project.
So here's where having key partners who are involved in the industry and who have connections to the science helps us out. Because as teachers in schools, how do we know what might be coming along or what might be interesting to explore? So I'm actually, my name is Val Peacock. I work for Rural Aspirations Project, and I'm actually an educational consultant. I'm not a fisheries expert, and so I came onto this project and come up to the plate to say, okay, we want to try to start a new fishery. So that is a pretty huge project to take on. Like, how do you start a new fishery? And then out on top of that, how do you start a new fishery with 42 kids in 7 high schools that are literally hours and hours apart from each other? So some of our students are on islands and need ferries. It's like it's literally a whole day to get to one high school to another. So how do you do that? So there's a bit of a challenge here thinking about the excitement of this, how real this is, and how challenging this is, and how challenging this would be even for a group of experts who do this all the time, and then to try to do it with students who are just coming to the table. And so having key partners like Finale Spanese involved and who know their stuff has been really helpful. The way that we have done this is we actually broke it down and said, as teachers with community partners, saying, how do you actually do this? What are the steps for doing this? And it was pretty clear that the first thing we needed to do was to get to know the winter flounder a little bit. So we really wanted students to do that. We set out curriculum for students to actually just investigate the biology, ecology. What is this fish? What does it look like? Where does it live? What does it eat? Does it stay in one spot? How could you catch this fish? You know, should you trap? They live on the bottom. Most people know that, but how are you going to do this? Like, how does this work? And there's a lot of information out there, technical science information, but when you're really trying to apply it into the fishery, how do you really know? Like, what does it mean? So why do we care about what it eats or where it lives, and how does that apply to our project? So we ran into some trouble right away that, you know, just looking up on the internet wasn't that exciting, and it wasn't exactly an easy way to figure out how you actually apply that to a fishery. So we actually, go into it a little bit, we had some experts come in and help us out with that, because we really need to look at how does this work in the fisheries world. After we figured out what winter flounder are, we actually have to apply for a special license because we're breaking about 5,000 laws during this project. So that was the first thing we had to do, was make sure that we had permission to break the laws, that we got exemption from that. and that's where Kevin Russo, it's actually me, the person he probably doesn't like to see on his caller ID, as a regulations officer, worked with him really closely to actually apply for a special license to do this. So we'll go through that a little bit. And then we actually had to design and build these traps. So students had to actually build a trap that could catch flounder. So how do you do that? What goes into that? And these traps are pretty hot off the press. They actually just been sort of built in the last couple of weeks as a result of all this work. And then we still have more to do. We're not done. So we actually have to put the traps in the water. So we will fish these traps. They'll go in at the end of March. And if you know anything about ground fishing season, it's actually a spawn enclosure. So that's one of the laws we had to get exemption from to be able to fish in the spring. So we actually want to make sure we're fishing not just during the spawn enclosure, but also in the summer and the fall when we might actually be able to keep fish later on. So the traps will be set and fished through the summer and fall. And then we also want to talk about not just how to catch fish, but whether it's worth catching fish. So what is it, you know, thinking about the business plan of this, how much would it cost to set yourself up to do this? And then how many fish would you have to catch to make it worth it? It's kind of an interesting question, especially for students who really have only experienced lobstering, where they know that you can catch thousands of pounds or, you know, hundreds of pounds every day, and you sell them every day, and you really have to catch that many flounder every day to make a living. So it's a different model, it's a different way of thinking about it for these students. And then in May, we'll actually present to the commissioner where we are, what we found, and, you know, we're not going to start a new fishery in 1 year. It's just the beginning of this conversation, and hopefully we'll catch lots of flounder, and the conversation will go on, and we'll figure it out. But we will actually be bringing this back to the DMR and presenting our results in May. So the DMR has been an awesome partner in this process, and we can't do it without them, because We not just want to start up our own fishery like in isolation. We want to make sure we're doing this the right way so that the information we get is actually useful and valid. And the commissioner has been really supportive of this, and he actually came out to our first event that we had in September and introduced the Flounder Project to the students. So I'm just going to show you a little video of when he actually came and what he said.
You're about ready to undertake one of the most difficult things that I have to deal with as a commissioner, one of the most difficult questions. And that is to identify our ways to create diversity within commercial fishing. It is the toughest thing we have to deal with. It is the hardest answer to come up with. So, one thing that I never thought I would be doing in my career is bringing homework to people. I can tell you that I was working on it. You're going to be designing and testing a fish trap for a tired winter flock. You'll be going through each step of the process to develop a new fishery in state waters. And today is the first step. And I'll be seeing you several times over the coming months. As a commercial fisherman, you're often running small businesses which are the backbone of our coastal economy. But you don't get up and go to a job where someone tells you what to do and give you a check. You'll have to manage every aspect of your business in order to be successful. Demonstrating skills, amount of dedication, and the willingness to learn two things so that you will remain workable as the world around the technology, environment, the management system, and the health of fisheries change. Everything will always be changing. Everything will always be in flux. And that's why finding ways to move forward and learn through the process is so critical.
So can you imagine being in high school and having the commissioner from the Department of Marine Resources assign you this project as homework? It's a pretty interesting thing. It's pretty real. And I wish this clip that we showed you was just the commissioner talking, but if you could turn the camera around, you would see that there are probably almost 100 people in that room. There's 45, 50 students at least, and then there's a whole bunch of community members and people who are interested, parents and fishermen, all sitting there listening to this and thinking about, you know, how do we adapt to changing times and how do we create some flexibility and change in our fisheries? And it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool thing. I was there. I was like sort of the first real thing that happened with all the students after all this planning that we'd done. And I had goosebumps. It was really cool at night to think about this kicking off this way.